So before, when we were cooking with Maricel, we learned about the magic of reducing dried peppers down to an intense, fruity paste. But this week, America's Test Kitchen takes us in a different direction, charring and pureeing fresh peppers to focus their bright green flavors. It's a fantastic match for braised pork, and our producer Sally Swift talked with ATK's Tucker Shaw about their recipe for Colorado green chili.
Hey Tucker, great to have you back.
Hey Sally, it's good to be back.
I want to talk about chili today, as in the soup or the stew, because that word means different things in different parts of the country. And you guys came up with a Colorado green chili recipe that I am really interested in because it's based on those beautiful chilies that you only find in New Mexico in the fall. Tell me about this recipe.
It's true. This is an unusual chili in the pantheon of chilies in that it's not very chunky. There's no beans in it. It doesn't have ground meat or anything like that. It has a really, really strong and beautiful flavor of the green chilies that do grow in New Mexico and southern Colorado. And having lived in Colorado for many, many years, it's something that I find, so rewarding to even think about, let alone eat.
It's those mysterious hatch chilies that only grow in that soil. And these are the chilies that if you are lucky enough to be in New Mexico in the fall, you smell being roasted. And it is absolutely intoxicating.
There is a beautiful, beautiful cloud of this roasty aroma just floating over that whole stretch from Denver all the way down to El Paso. And we're talking about 600 or 700 miles of kind of green chili country. And it just, as you say, is intoxicating and mesmerizing and so wonderful.
So talk to me about this recipe, because how are you guys duplicating that essence of that chili?
Well, unfortunately, duplication is not possible because it is too difficult to get proper green chilies in other parts of the country. So what we had to do was to create a stand-in, sort of a stew that's inspired by the proper green chili. We chose Anaheim chilies for this recipe because they are an offshoot of the proper green chili. They were developed in the early 20th century from chilies from New Mexico. Now, they're a bit more mild, so we had to bolster our stew with a few jalapenos just for an extra hit of spice.
That was very smart of you. So how does the chili come together?
Here's how it comes together. We chose to go for a very meaty chili because we wanted ours to be a meal, not just a drizzle or a condiment. So we start with 3 pounds of pork shoulder, and that's the common meat that you will find in this chili. And you chop that up into, you know, bite-sized chunks, and you start to brown it in a Dutch oven and put that on the back burner to start cooking. Meanwhile, you're going to take about 2 pounds of Anaheim chilies and slice them right down the middle and roast them in the oven alongside 3 jalapenos that you've done the same with. And you've removed the seeds from those as well. And you're going to roast them for about 20 minutes. And this will get the skins very blistered and sort of charred a little bit. And once they've finished roasting, you'll cool them down a bit and remove those skins.
Mm-hmm.
Your next step is to chop about half of those Anaheim chilies into big chunks. And then put the other half into a food processor with some diced tomatoes, and you give those a blitz. And this will help distribute the chili flavor throughout the stew, but also leave behind some chunks so that you can get a nice mouthful of chili here and there as well. Once you've, you know, chopped the chilies and pureed them, and once your pork shoulder is brown, you're gonna toss in some aromatics, onion and garlic, the basics, and then a bit of flour, which will help thicken your stew just enough. And again, you don't want it really, really thick. This is a fairly thin stew, but it has a great deal of flavor. But nonetheless, you do need to have a little bit of body to this stew. So in go the chilies, in goes some chicken stock. You scrape up the fond that's developed on the bottom of your Dutch oven from that pork, and you bring it to a simmer and slip it in the oven, in a very low oven, for about an hour or so, maybe a few minutes more. The reason we do this in the oven is because we're trying to avoid scorching on the bottom of the pot, which, you know, can be very vexing.
Sounds super simple and smart.
And at this point, your kitchen, Sally, is going to be filled with the kind of aroma that will just make you feel like you're on the best vacation ever. And just thinking about this actually brings a smile to my face. I lived for many years in Colorado, and each autumn, just this aroma, which is just, you know, ubiquitous throughout the city and throughout that whole part of the country, is just the best. So once this is finished sort of simmering away in your oven and you're just about ready to eat, you roughly chop those jalapenos that you roasted in the oven and toss them in. And this will give a sort of a final, you know, jolt of spice.
Yeah.
Just to kind of wake the whole thing up. It's a really remarkable stew because it has so much depth of flavor, but also a really, really vigorous spice.
And sounds like something that can be made ahead and will, of course, be better the longer it waits for you. It sounds like perfect fall cooking, particularly with peppers in the market, right?
I totally agree. And you can make it ahead. And I happen to like this stuff, especially on snowy days. So if you find yourself making it and sticking some in the freezer for that first snowfall of the year, nothing reminds me of Colorado more than a snowy day with some delicious green chili.
Oh man, that's a great idea. Thanks, Tucker.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw leads the Cook's Country team at America's Test Kitchen. You can find their recipe for Colorado green chili at splendidtable.org.